Hello, this is Jay Nemro. You're listening to The Life Autistic. This is episode 606. It was a wonderful weekend, I gotta tell ya. Of course, it always is when it's conference weekend. It's always just freaking amazing. And it's great. And inspiring, spirit-filled, magnificent. I had one regret coming out of it. And you know, well, not a regret. Something that I need to work on. You know, because you always do. You know, it isn't just that they make you feel better. It's also about what you need to be doing, how you need to improve. And I was thinking back on several of the talks that were given. I was thinking back to, you know, the podcast I did on, the three-episode series I did on false traditions. And one of the brethren, especially Elder Holland, Jeffrey R. Holland, he pretty much, in a much better form, of course, I have to give myself just the slightest bit of a pass for the simple reason that I'm doing this in a car, and I don't have my talk written out for me. You know, these guys use teleprompters. Now, I'm not sure if he used a teleprompter, but I know that he either memorized or pretty much had everything he was going to say lined out. Most of them write them out, which is good. I have no problem with that. I don't think that's a lesser skill. It's just that when I'm on the road driving, I can't work with a teleprompter because I can't just read to you because I'd get myself killed or kill somebody else, and that's not interesting. So I'll give myself a little bit of a pass there, except for the fact that I broke a cardinal rule of my religious background. You know, I broke a major rule of God, honestly. And it was that you're not supposed to really attack anybody else for what they believe. In that false tradition, I think I took an entire part of it. Maybe two or three, I don't know. Just kind of trying to make people who propagate the false tradition of the Bible being the only word of God, taking them to task, saying that they were wrong, and as they continued to propagate that idea that there was some, you know, that they were wrong, and there was some, I would imagine, some kind of punishment to be had for having spread that kind of falsehood, especially after there have been so many people. Elder Holland even brought up the fact that prominent Protestant thinkers are now starting to say, I don't know why we continue to propagate this idea. Of course, I said it was because the only real purpose behind it was to get people not to even consider the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. You know, it's just a tactic to make people say no, 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 no. And that's of course, you know, a fallacy. And that this guy had brought it up. Of course, he brought it up in better terms, which I wish I would have used. So let me say here that I apologize for taking those people to task. I guess the crime is using their tactics to try to get one up on them. So I have to say now, I'm sorry. That wasn't the right way to say it. Doesn't change for a minute, I think, what the truth is. The truth is that yes, there is continuing revelation. There, you know, people are getting inspiration from God all the time and writing it down. And God bless them. Continue. continue doing that, and don't let anybody tell you that that's wrong or you shouldn't do it, or that it's not important. It is very important. The communication channel, the direct communication channel between our Father, Heavenly Father, God, and us, is vital. And yes, it's a sad state of affairs when other people are actually preaching against that direct thing. It almost smacks of some weird form of protectionism. You know, my job is to be your intermediary between you and God, and if you dare to start talking to God directly and getting answers back directly, well, you know, I'm out of a job, and that's problematic for me. I don't know if I want to go that far, but you could, you know. It's a possibility. But I want to say that the tactics I used were wrong, and I apologize for those. People can believe whatever they like, and it's sad to say that they do believe that, because, you know, otherwise thinking and intelligent and kindly people, you know, tend to jump on that bandwagon, and it's just nasty, mean-spirited, doesn't make a lick of sense, and it's wrong. But yet, it gets clinged to so radically, usually because it's like, well, we can't let them talk to those Mormons, for fear they might become one. And you go, you know, honestly, there are worse fates than being a Mormon. You know? Of course, there's many preachers who couldn't think of that. I mean, they do go to great pains to make sure you don't go that way. And to say, you're wrong, you can't possibly be right, there's something wrong with all that stuff. But when it comes right down to it, there's nothing wrong with it. Not only that, but anyway, I don't want to go any further except to say I apologize. I apologize for attacking people for their beliefs, and I'm going to try not to do that in the future. Because I don't want people to attack me for my beliefs, although I get it all the time. I need to do better to rise above that. You know, that typical tactic to use against a Mormon is to attack everything that he believes in and say it's wrong, and that I was doing the same thing, and I apologize. I need to be a better person that way. You know, I need to rise above that fray, and let's just talk about issues, things like that. Anyway. So I wanted to get that in first. This podcast, 606, is actually, well, you know what? I'm almost tempted to go ahead and stop here because I'd like to kind of clear the air and do a different one here later. Let me go ahead and do a few more of the corrections. Or, I don't know if it's really a correction. Repentance? I don't know. You can decide what it is. If nothing else, I'm going to clarify, and if I need to apologize, I'll apologize if it's necessary. I'm going to make a little change in my affirmations, just simply because, you know, I'm not sure how this is all going to work out. One of them had to do with trying to integrate what I was doing with New Mexico State University, and as I've been thinking about and pondering that, you know what, I don't think that's a very good idea. You know, when you're in the business of having to skew things to make sure that your sponsor doesn't get picked over, I think that's kind of dangerous. What is this with the 9 key? My 9 key's always going nutso. Anyway, okay, I'll check the mail here in a second. So all the stuff in there that was about making New Mexico State University look good, not that I'm going to stop, but I'm not going to try to integrate it into that affirmation of trying to become a WLS, writer, lecturer, speaker. I'm not going to try to put those two together. It'd be great if I could. It would be great if I could. And if it can somehow be brought to pass, all the better. But just in case it can't be, I don't want to be locked into that, because I don't want to be put in the position of them saying, well, Dave, you know, you have a really interesting message. And that's all well and good, and you know, honestly, but we want you to change your message this way so as not to offend this group or this group. And it's like, you know what? I don't want to get into that issue. I don't want to get into that circumstance where this becomes what it ends up being, you know. It ends up being, okay, New Mexico State University first, and Jay's message can get in there somewhere as long as we don't bother people with it, you know. I'm afraid that what I'm trying to put across might not sit well, because they go, well, you're going to drive people away that we really don't want, you know, that we really want. I said, I don't want to drive people away, but I do want to talk about what's best, what can happen. And I think that really has to do with what I'm going to talk about in the next episode here, because of that. Anyway, so I don't know if there's going to be a lot of New Mexico State University as part of that. They might end up not being able to be the answer to my circumstances. And I need to be really careful, because if it starts just coming up and being a success, I do worry that New Mexico State University will take advantage of it. And will, you know, because they'll say, well, Jay, you know, you do your computer stuff, and we don't want you to stop doing that. You know, we want you to keep doing that, and we'll kind of run your schedule, and when we feel like it's much more important that you're out working on computers than going on these speaking tours, we're just going to tell you, no, you can't do that. We don't want you out speaking all this time. It doesn't make us happy. And I don't want to get tied up in that, because, frankly, I'm not in that kind of a circumstance. I might have to walk away from the university to really make that happen, to take care of my personal goals, if they don't tend to coincide. So anyway, I'm just going to let that go, but we're going to continue working on writer, lecturer, speaker, and the things that will come from that. I'm not really sure I'm going to kill myself over the garden, but I want to. I want to do the writing, lecturing, and speaking. It's where I want to go. You know, extension to family. I'm sorry. I'm already starting to talk about the next episode, which I just need to get to. So this is episode number 600, and it's just 606, I think. And it's been all about just corrections, repentance, sorry, and making a few alterations, making a few changes, not just in myself, but in what I'm kind of working toward. And in the next episode, we'll talk about actually some specifics. This is Jay Memro. You're listening to a pretty short Life Autistic, because it's just leading to the next one. This is Jay Memro. Have a great day.